الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers in Islam, there are many commandments in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned virtues, and Allah azza wa jal has encouraged us as believers in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about good deeds. When we do any good deeds, Allah azza wa jal, He wipes out the sins. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyiat. Indeed, the good deeds, they wipe out the bad ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith, أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow up a bad deed with a good one. Meaning, if you happen to commit a bad deed, well, do a good one afterwards. تَمْحُهَا, this good deed will wipe out the bad deed. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned the virtues of many good deeds. Salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, Salah, it forbids the wrongdoing and the evil acts. Sadaqah, Zakat, it purifies the hearts. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from their wealth, Sadaqah. You purify them with this sadaqah. Because when a person gives sadaqah, his heart gets purified. We have bukhl inside. So in order to get rid of the bukhl, we have to spend money for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. We love the money, but we have to depart away from the money. So for many a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned virtues. Human being always looks for benefit. Human being, when he does something, is motivated by benefit. Either we have to get some benefit, or we have to have protection from harm. جلب المنفعة دفع المضرة. جلب المنفعة, to receive the benefit. دفع المضرة, to push the harm, to turn the harm away. And we can see all our actions are motivated by these two motives. Either we want to get something, or we want to protect ourselves from any harm. And we have examples of this in the Quran, in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For almost every amal, there is a fadila, there is a virtue. Even what looks like a worldly matter, there is a virtue for it. Like doing business. Looks like a worldly matter, you know, you're buying, selling, you're making money. But there are virtues for business which have been mentioned. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who wrote Fadail al-A'mal, Fadail al-Sadaqat, Fadail al-Hajj, Fadail al-Namaz, Fadail al-Dhikr, Fadail al-Quran, etc. He also has compiled a small risala about Fadail al-Tijarat. Not many people know about it, and not many people read it. Fadail al-Tijarat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he encouraged Sahaba to do business. Unfortunately, because we are away from Islam, we are away from the mindset of early Muslims. The mindset of early Muslims was not like ours. spend 10, 12 years, 16, 18 years in just studying something which may or may not benefit. 16 years of time, 18 years of time is just spent studying something, and people don't know what is the main objective of doing that study. And then after that, people pursue a certain career in order to earn a living, which may or may not work. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they used to like business, because business gives a lot of authority, a lot of self-respect, a lot of self-responsibility, a lot of self-awareness, and so many virtues. In fact, ulama have mentioned, تِسْعَةُ أَعْشَارِ الرِّزْقِ فِي التِّجَارَةِ تِسْعَةُ أَعْشَارِ الرِّزْقِ فِي التِّجَارَةِ 9 out of 10 of money, of risk, is in business. If you divide all the risk into 10 sections, the 9 ways, 9 doors, 9 venues of risk are in business. One is in jobs. Job providing a service to somebody, that is only one part. 9 parts of the business, 9 parts of the risk is in business. Anyway, so we have many virtues of many a'mal mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there is something unique. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the virtue of it in a unique way, which is Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Durood upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Indeed, Allah and His angels, they send salawat upon the Prophet. O you who believe, you also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send salam upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, you send salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will get this benefit. You send salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have this benefit. No benefit has been, although there are many benefits which we might talk about if the time permits, inshallah. But Allah Azza wa Jalla did not mention in this ayah what is the benefit of salah and what is the virtue of salam. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I do this, you do this. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I send salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my angels also do the same. Malaika. Allahu Akbar. How many malaika are there? The number of malaika is countless. Billions and billions of malaika are there. Billions and billions of angels are there, who are on a daily basis, on a regular basis, on a continuous basis, sending salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah Azza wa Jalla, He does that, and if the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla do that all the time, well, there must be a secret. It must be something very special. There must be a good reason, there must be a solid reason why the angels do that. Because the angels, they are very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. The malaika always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malaika are very close to Allah Azza wa Jal. If the malaika are doing something, that would mean that it is something special. Because the malaika, they know the secret to getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The secret for getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the entrance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the doorway. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the wasila for getting closer to Rasulullah, getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Obviously, some people had the opportunity to have company with him, like Abu Bakr, Umar radiyallahu anhum, Aisha, Fatima, Khadija radiyallahu anhunna, etc. But not everybody had that opportunity to have company with them, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the alternative for the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The alternative is Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the easiest way towards Allah azza wa jal. It is the quickest way towards Allah azza wa jal. Because the malaika, they do this in order to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. The angels, they do this all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself does this, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although Allah Azza wa Jal, he is Ghani and he is Mughni, he is As-Samad. Everybody needs him, including Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody needs him. But out of compassion and out of mercy for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal sends salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a continuous basis. My dear brothers, we all have problems in our lives. You will not meet anybody who does not have a challenge in his life. Somebody is facing health issues. Somebody has business issues. Somebody has this type of problem, somebody has that type of problem. People have always circumstances. People always have hum and gham. Hum and gham. What makes you, you know, upset? What gives you grief? What puts you down? People, this is how it is. But obviously, in order to live life, we have to come out of this. Otherwise, we will become depressed and we will not be able to function. How do we get out of hum and gham? We cannot change the norm of life. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla has designed life. In this life, we will have ups and downs, situations coming and going. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. We have صِحَّةَ and مَرَضْ. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, when I am not well, he gives me shifa. So even Anbiya alayhi salam, the muqarrabin of Allah Azza wa Jal, they also have sometimes illness, physical illness. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. People have faqr and ghina. Sometimes people suffer from poverty. And sometimes poverty can be very dangerous. Poverty can become very dangerous. Kada al-faqru an yakuna kufra. Poverty can lead to kufr, wal-iyadu billah. If a person is in desperate need, he can compromise anything. People can compromise their deen. كَذَا الْفَقْرُ أَنْ يَكُونَ كُفْرًا. So we have faqr, ghina, صِحَّة, مَرَض, all these circumstances. And because of this, our life is in a cycle of hum and gham. A sahabi, he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I have a dedicated time for dua. Obviously, apart from the obligatory prayers, apart from the necessary amal, you know, in my free time, I have allocated this time for dua. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal
for my needs. How much time out of this I should allocate for salah upon you? How much of this time I should dedicate for durood, for salatu salam? Shall I make 1/4 of this time for salah upon you? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the meaning of which is that it is good, mashita, you know, whatever you like, because this is a voluntary amal. Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a voluntary amal. Obviously, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, at least once we should say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. But then more than that, that is voluntary. The more you do, the better. So mashita, whatever you like. But if you increase, that is good for you, that is better for you. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, shall I make 1/2 of this time dedicated for salawat? In 1/2 of the time which I am supposed to be making dua, I am just sending salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, well, mashita, whatever you like. But if you increase, that is better. Even 1/2, he did not say that's too much. 1/2 of the time dedicated for salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say it's too much, it's enough. No, enough. It's good, mashita, whatever you like. Because, you know, amal, voluntary, you do whatever you like. But if you increase, that is better for you. He said, shall I do 2/3? Shall I allocate 2/3 of my time? The Prophet ﷺ still said, mashita, whatever you like. But if you increase, that is better. Well, what is left after 2/3? Then that companion, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I will dedicate my entire time for sending salawat upon you. All my time, I will just dedicate for durood, for sending salawat upon you. Now listen to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, replied to him. Idan tukfa hammaka wa ghammaka wa yughfaru dhanbuk, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then this salah will suffice all your griefs. Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will suffice all your grief, all your problems, all your sorrows, any depression, anything worrying you, anything making you concerned, Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will suffice you. Obviously, this is in dunya. So in dunya, you will be all right. Allah will take care of you. وَيُغْفَرُ ذَنْبُكَ, and your sins will be forgiven. So basically, your dunya and akhirat, everything will be taken care of. So Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a full package. Is a full package for the relief. It's a relief package. Relief in dunya and relief in akhirah. Subhanallah. And a very simple and a very easy solution. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. My dear brothers, it's very easy. But once we heard from Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Daun Barakatuhum, that although it is easy, but we don't do it. Because we think, I can do it. Even though it is easy, we can only do it if Allah gives tawfiq. So even though Salat and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is easy, we need Allah's help to do this. So we should ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us tawfiq to send salawat and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Muslims, we remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time. In every adhan, the Prophet is mentioned. In every salah, the tahiyyat, Prophet is mentioned, right? We make wudu, after wudu, we send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the day and night, so many times. As Muslims, we remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. In the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is reported that he was born in this month, so people tend to remember him more in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. What is the best way to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best way to remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should develop the habit and we should build the habit as individuals, as families, as communities of sending salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Muslim can do this. Believe me, you just send 10 minutes, sit down 10 minutes and you can easily do 100 times, 300 times. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening, you can easily do more than 500 times. And somehow if Allah gives you tawfiq, you sit 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, you can do 1,000 times. Many ulama have mentioned many, many, many benefits. In fact, ulama have written books about the benefits of salah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, we can start. If we have not started every day in the morning or in the evening, whichever time is convenient. And this is the easy thing to connect the family with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because some people are shy, you know, sometimes at home we cannot give a lecture to our family because the family don't want to listen to our lecture, right? The children, they say, "Dad, you know, it's enough. I don't want to listen to you anymore." "Oh, no problem. I don't want to give you any lecture. Let's sit down and read salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best lesson you can give, because that will connect the family with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we do this as a family thing, it can increase. Believe me, it will bring so much barakah at home, you cannot imagine. Husband and wife sit together and read salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will bring so much love and so much peace and so much harmony, you cannot imagine. In school, in madrasa, you know, when you are at work, when you are driving, when you are coming, when you are going, send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.